Back in 2003, the federal government started the Do Not Call Registry. When you add your name to it, telemarketers are barred from calling you. And while the list is considered a success, lots of telemarketing calls still slip through, enough to push one man into developing a whole new strategy for fighting back. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
For Andre Tasha LeMay, the last straw came a few months ago. Over the summer, he began getting phone calls from mortgage companies, as many as 15 a week. The calls started coming, he says, because the rate on his mortgage was about to go up, and someone had passed on his name to dozens of small refinancing companies.
So what they do is they call and they call. They don't take no for an answer. I would specifically tell them, please do not call again. I'm not interested in refinancing my mortgage. And regardless, I'd get a call 2 days later saying, hey, I worked some numbers compared to your area, and I really think that you might be interested.
LeMay is a 38-year-old computer consultant who lives in Sacramento. He had placed his name on the National Do Not Call Registry, and he knew that telemarketers weren't supposed to be calling him. But he also knew that under a little-known provision of the 1991 Federal Telephone Consumer Protection Act, he could sue persistent telemarketers in small claims court and actually receive damages for each call. And so that's what he began doing. He says the companies didn't like it.
Generally, the reaction that I get back is one of several things. You are a money grubber who does nothing more than file lawsuits because you don't have a real life.
So let me get this straight. They're saying that you are money grubbing?
Because correct. Because I'm filing a lawsuit against them.
So far, LeMay has sued four companies, and he's received about $6,100.
One suit, they had so many violations that it was a $4,500 amount, and their reaction is, just because you received a few phone calls you didn't want, I'm supposed to pay you money?
NPR contacted three of the telemarketers sued by LeMay, and none wanted to comment for this story. But the Direct Marketing Association, which represents telemarketers, did respond. Executive Vice President Jerry Cirasale says people who are bothered by persistent callers do indeed have the right to sue in small claims court, just as LeMay says. And Cirasale says telemarketers who don't respect people's privacy are probably asking for it.
From our point of view, marketers should follow the law, and if not, they can be sued.
But Cirasale also insists that unwanted telemarketing calls have fallen off sharply since the introduction of the Do Not Call Registry. Jack Gillis of the Consumer Federation of America points out that going to small claims court is time-consuming, and he says not that many people want to do it. So he doesn't think that LeMay's strategy will really deter many telemarketers from making unwanted calls. But Gillis says the site is a good way for consumers to vent their rage.
It requires a lot of effort, but it will pay off in terms of sending a signal to those folks that are violating the Do Not Call list that there are at least some consumers willing to take action.
Andre Tasha LeMay adds that he's simply trying to give people the tools to fight back if they want to.
The whole idea is, I'm sick of the calls, you're sick of the calls, these are your rights, go learn them, take back your bloody phone from these folks.
It's a message that a lot of people are eager to hear. As of today, LeMay says he has received about 1,300 emails from people looking for advice, even though the website is less than 2 weeks old. He says a lot of the people who contact him are especially annoyed about those robocalls you get during political campaigns. And LeMay says the government needs to make it easier to curb them as well. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.